The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi, everyone. Linda Reed Enova, and welcome back to the Business Owners Podcast. I'm an ideas and marketing strategist, and my co-host Clive is a business strategist. And through the Business Owners Podcast, we share tips and tricks with you to help you learn, connect, network, and do within business. We also get the opportunity to introduce you to some amazing people. And we're starting a new series here. We're joined by Stephanie today. She's going to share with us some of the lessons that she's learned within business. Stephanie, I would love for you to introduce yourself to our community so they can get to know a little bit about you. And we dive into those lessons that you've learned in business.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Mears. I am the Vice President of Desert Capital Management Group. I am also a serial entrepreneur and have over 10 companies. I personally am a big fan of books. So I have published 4 books, Empowering Women, Helping Create Opportunities, and more importantly, showing people how to go to new levels. I am all about trying to help people as a whole. My goal in this world is to make a difference for everybody.
Stephanie, thank you for introducing yourself. It's nice to meet you, and it's great to hear about some of the lessons you've learned in business in this podcast episode. Now, we really want to kick this series off by knowing the most important lessons that business owners have learned along the way. So I'm asking you now, what is the most important lesson that you have learned within your business, and how did that make an impact for you and your business moving forward?
The most important lessons that I've learned having a business, having several businesses, is to be patient with yourself, to understand that things change, and that more importantly than anything, being able to pivot from one situation to another will always come to help you in the end.
We want to understand what is one mistake that you've made in your career early on that you would like others to avoid. I know personally in my career, I've made many mistakes, and I'm sure that they're things that many people would like to avoid. But one of the funny ones that I like to relate to is when I first started out in the world of marketing, I didn't know all the terms, and I was asked to generate some copy, which technically meant typing some words up. But I went to the photocopier to start duplicating and making copies. So what is one mistake that you've made early on in your career that you would like to share with others so they can avoid making the same mistake?
The one mistake that I made early on in my career was that I struggled with failure, as most people do. In struggling with failure, I had a hard time understanding that each failure is really just another way to learn how to do something right. It's Edison that was saying that he had to try to get the light bulb invented over 1,000 times to get it actually finally invented. It's all about coming to new levels, new opportunities, and knowing that failure is just another way to say there's another way to do it.
And throughout life in general, we have many mentors. I've been taught many lessons by my mentors. What's one standout lesson that has been taught to you by a mentor that you would like to share with our listeners?
The lesson that I was taught by my mentor are some of the biggest and best things that I could have ever asked for. Fear can cause you from starting your life. And I noticed that I was fearful of everything because of my childhood. So he had me write out a letter, an entire list of all the different items that I was very afraid of, starting off with fear of heights, flying, and so many more items. It was pages and pages long. And he made me understand how much fear I had in me and that I could never achieve all my dreams with that much fear. So the very first thing that we did was we went through my fears and conquered each one with extreme action. So the very first thing I did was went skydiving with my team, the very first person out. And ever since then, I have not been afraid to do anything.
As we get wiser in business, we tend to be able to teach things to others. What's one lesson that you now teach your employees, people, or clients around you that you find creates amazing impact?
One lesson that I teach others about now is how to overcome fear and how to get to new levels because of overcoming that fear.
Stephanie, I really love some of those answers that you've shared with us, especially things about being patient with yourself. Embracing failure and just allowing yourself to learn as you go through this journey, because business is definitely all about learning. So now, where can our listeners find you, Stephanie, so that they can connect and get to know more about you?
Please feel free to connect with me on my website at www.stephaniemears.com, or please feel free to message me at 916-966-3100.
Stephanie, thank you for joining us for the Business Owners Podcast. I am looking forward to hearing the connections that you make. We are looking forward to sharing more amazing stories in business with you in the Business Owners Podcast. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again next time with more tips and stories for business owners just like you, brought to you by business owners. I will see you all next time.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.